神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I want you to listen carefully and see if any of these things apply to you.
我要你很仔细地听我跟你讲的一些现象，看哪一些是符合你的。
Do you feel a little bit trapped in life and trapped in your circumstances?
你会觉得你现在生命里面好像被卡在环境里面吗？
Do you feel like sometimes you like to disappear and get away from everything?
有时候你会想要突然间消失，好像不想再面对了吗？
Do you suddenly feel like you're getting too old too quick?
有时候你会觉得好像自己老得太快了吗？
Do you feel like sometimes that you didn't really get a chance to do the things you really wanted to do?
有时候你觉得说我根本就没有机会来做我想做的事了。
Or maybe you sit and you begin to regret some of your past decisions.
还是说你坐下来开始对过去的一些决定有一些后悔。
Sometimes you think to yourself, I really have been a failure.
有时候你就想说我实在是一个失败者。
Sometimes you feel like no one really appreciates you.
有时候你想到说都没有人对我感恩。
Sometimes you might say to yourself, I really don't feel like I have any purpose in my life anymore.
到个地步呢，你想说呢，我的生命好像根本没有目标，根本不想往哪里去。
Maybe you sit and daydream a lot now.
有时候坐在那里，然后做白日梦。
Sometimes you find yourself not doing the things that you are responsible for.
有时候呢，你会发现呢，你的责任呢，你不再做了，你不再尽你的责任了。
Sometimes now you don't understand it, but you get angry so easy.
有时候你自己也不明白，不知所以然，为什么那么容易生气。
And then I mistrust the motives of those that are close to me.
然后有时候呢，对那些跟我很亲近的人呢，开始对他们不信任了。
I feel that now is my last chance for really living.
好像感觉这是活着的最后机会了。
If you feel any of these, you are probably going into another season in your life.
如果有这些现象的话，那大概你进入了你人生的另外一个阶段。
And in going into this, you find yourself in what we call a midlife crisis.
那这个我们称作中年的危机。
You might say, what do you mean by that?
什么叫做中年的危机呢?
Well, the middle age in life ranges from around 35 to 60.
这个中年呢，就是从35到60岁。
And a crisis is a crucial point at which change must occur.
这个危机呢，是我们的人生里面一个必经的转捩点。
So your midlife crisis is a crucial time of your life during your middle age, somewhere between 35 and 60, probably more in the middle, around your 45 to 55 year old. You come to a place where you feel like you need to reevaluate who you are and what your values are and what your goals are.
这个中年的危机呢，就是在你的人生里面到一个年纪，有时候呢，大部分是在45岁以上比较明显，会开始要重新来评量、评估你自己的生命价值，还有你自己的生命意义，开始询问我是谁呢？我在做什么呢？
If you're at that age right now, there are some symptoms, emotional symptoms that will warn you that this is what you are entering into.
这个时候你会有这个情绪里面的一些现象症状，然后就让你知道说原来你已经有这种中年危机的症状了。
Sometimes you may feel a sense of loss. It means that you actually feel like somehow you haven't accomplished what you wanted to.
有时候你有那种失落感，就好像有一些你想要达到的成就呢，好像没有达到。
You may find yourself facing the thoughts in your mind, well, after all, if I hadn't made this decision, or if this hadn't happened in my life, or if this person hadn't done that, I would be further ahead.
有时候你心里面会有一些回想的时候，你就想说，如果没有那个情况，如果没有这个人，我不会像今天这个样子。
In other words, self-pity will begin to grow in your heart.
意思是说呢，你开始有一些自怜。
You get angry now. You're not always even sure why, but you just feel angry at the world.
有时候莫名其妙的生气，不晓得为什么，好像什么都会生气。
Sometimes it will manifest itself in depression.
有时候自己会让自己陷入沮丧里面。
No hope. You just can't change. Life will never be different.
你会觉得就这样了，变不了了，我的生命就这样子了。
Sometimes it's anxiety. You have fears. It seems like you haven't accomplished, and you don't know what's ahead for you. You don't know how you're going through it, and you get anxiety, feeling the fear of the future.
对于未来的不肯定迷失感呢，会带给你焦虑还有恐惧，那你的心里面就整个被这种焦虑还有对未来不确定的恐惧占据了。
Then there comes over you the sense that you're getting older.
很现实的，你会看到自己越来越老。
You don't like that feeling.
你当然不喜欢这种感受。
You don't want to feel a lack of strength.
你不喜欢面对说自己越来越没有力量。
You don't want the changing of the hair, the coloring of the hair.
你不喜欢看到自己头发的颜色改变了。
And you don't want to feel like I'm getting older.
总之呢，你就是不喜欢面对说我已经老了。
Many times in this midlife crisis, you feel self-doubts. You don't feel quite as secure as you used to.
在中年的危机里面，你会有这种自我怀疑，然后你不再有安全感的感觉。
And then there are those who have spent a great portion of that younger part of their life driving and trying to do, but never quite succeeding, and now they feel a burnout.
至于说有一些人呢，在他们年轻的时候呢，很会冲撞，很努力的做事情，或者是好像争取什么，可是一直没有成功的话，到这个时候就会有那种失败感了。
And sometimes you feel in a cage, a trap, where you can't get out of, and the same old things, and you're not getting ahead, and in fact, you're getting back some, and you feel trapped in it.
有时候你的感觉是你好像被关在一个笼子里面，出不去也退不了，然后你觉得好像就被卡在那里。
Now, how does this affect our behavior?
那这一些情绪会怎么影响我们的行为呢？
Sometimes we get a strong desire for change.
有时候我们有那种很强烈想要改变的这样的意愿。
Maybe it's in our job.
或许在工作上面你想改变。
Maybe in our appearance we want to look younger again.
或许我们的外表你很想再把它弄得年轻一点。
And this is a time when marriages can be in trouble, when they feel like they must have a change.
当我们想要改变的时候，会带来给我们婚姻的一些问题。
Sometimes it manifests itself in trying and attempting to escape.
有时候我们自己也会想办法想要逃避。
Many times it may be in front of the television.
比如说呢，坐在这个电视前面看电视。
Some people would like to sleep.
有的人有很多时间去睡觉。
There are those others who would just want to travel.
有的人就很喜欢去旅行。
Then there are those who go in for the strong drinking.
也有人呢，开始呢，在这个时候就酗酒了。
Just to attempt to escape these feelings and reality.
这些都是一种想要逃避那种感受还有现实的现象。
I know at times I see older men that try to dress very young looking.
有时候我看到一些老年人呢，他们反而呢穿起那些很年轻的样子的衣服了。
They try to get things that young people have and what young people do.
他们也想做一些年轻人做的事情。
Now, I think with women, they become preoccupied with their physical body, their appearance, and their health.
那身为妇女在这个中年的危机里面呢，会用很多精力时间来开始来调整，或者是花在他们的肉体外表上面来做文章。
They spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars trying to look nice and trying to be healthy.
花很多钱穿很好的衣服，或者是让他们的这个表面呢，脸部呢让他们可以改进，可以更好看。
When they were younger, they never even thought about this much.
以前年轻的时候可能一点都没有想到这些。
It was their mother that said, now take your vitamins or take your pills or try to keep healthy, but they didn't think about it that much.
以前呢是妈妈常常提醒，妈妈常常要吃这个，要吃什么健康食品啊，要擦这个啦，但是呢现在是自己开始这样做了。
And it's this time of the life when the married sometimes settles down into just a living with each other that you become vulnerable, that it becomes easy to be sexually involved with other men or women.
在这一段时间这个危机里面呢，因为呢自己的婚姻已经到一个地步好像都定型了，到一个地步好像就是例行公事，那但是呢在这段时间呢很容易会陷入一种对外面就是外遇的这种试探。
Maybe there's a personality change.
有时候个性也会改变。
Where one time they were very quiet people and now they're excessively talkative.
比如说呢本来是很安静很内向的人开始就很健谈很想谈话。
Or maybe it's the other way around. They were talkative and now they're very quiet.
那也有人是以前很喜欢讲话到后来就很安静了。
One time they were very kind, but now it seems like they're very quick.
曾经呢，以前呢是那么的温和的一个人，但现在呢好像很尖锐。
Also, when they're in this crisis, sometimes they withdraw from close relationships.
有时候在这种危机里面呢，对于友谊、情谊方面也会有改变。
They don't want to share their feelings with anyone.
他们不想再把心里的话讲给人家听了。
And they don't want to use the energy sometimes to keep that relationships going.
而且也不想付出任何的精力或时间来维持这种友谊。
And maybe they have a negative outlook on life.
有时候对生命、生活有一种消极的看法。
Life wasn't fair to me.
有时候觉得说生命呢太不公平了。
It seems like I had no luck in life.
好像生活里面一点都不幸运。
I never was able to do what I really wanted to do.
从来自己想做的事都不得意。
And they go on and on with a negative view.
所以就这样的很多属于这种消极性的对生命的看法。
And then maybe they recognize that there are some things they need to build themselves again in. And so they seek to complete their unfulfilled goals.
在这段时间会看到有一些自己没有完成的，过去忽略没有做的，所以在这段时间有时候也会很想把这个没有完成的心愿把它补起来。
Maybe they want to go on to college and get more education.
比如说呢，以前没有上完这个教育的，现在呢，想去拿个文凭。
It might be that they draw closer to their children trying to make a better relationship.
在儿女方面有时候呢也很想在促进这种亲子的关系。
And maybe they want to get into another kind of career.
有时候呢想要再创另外一种记录。
So you see, maybe you find yourself today in this particular season of life.
所以在这样的一个特别的一个人生的过程呢，你会发现有一些特别的现象。
In every season of our lives, there may be major transitions that we have to deal with.
在人生的每一个阶段，每一个季节，你都有一种转力，就是这些过渡的一个阶段，你要去适应。
Maybe you're in your late 50s and you're looking at 60.
比如说你已经到了五十几块，进入六十岁了。
And you realize that you have probably lived more of your life than you have ahead of you.
你突然间发现呢，你过了大半生的人生，然后你后面的日子可能不会再那么多了。
And your mind occasionally goes more and more to the fact that you know that there's going to come a time when you are going to die.
然后你就开始很现实的面对说呢，我是会死的，而且我可能不久就要死。
During this time, you may be preparing for death.
甚至你都为自己预备死亡。
Paying for the grave, paying for the funeral, and such as you have to do to prepare for it.
开始预备那些墓地啦，还是开始准备一些后事的事情啦，先预付一些钱啦。
Many times when we go from our youthful years and suddenly we got into this middle age, we begin to assess our lifelong goals and whether we have met them and our values, whether they areReally real.
在这个阶段，你会开始再次去反省，或者是评估你过去所立的目标，还有那些没有达成的，是不是有它的价值，还是说呢，有没有合乎实际？
normal biological and psychological changes will come into our lives because of the hormones change.
在这段时间，因为身体里面的这种荷尔蒙的变化呢，你的生理还有心理都有很自然的改变。
We call this process menopause.
我们把这个时期称作更年期。
When we go through a hormonal change, that really does affect us many times.
这个身体上的荷尔蒙的这种改变呢，事实上对我们影响是很大的。
Sometimes in this transition, our sexual drives, many times in men, they diminish.
这个阶段也会带来这种性欲方面，性的需要上呢，会减退，特别是男人方面也会。
There are those who will find themselves in this period with insufficient financial resources.
有时候你会发现说你的经济的来源呢，短缺了。
They thought they had a long time to amass more money, but the fact was that they miscalculated and now they sense that their resources financially is not going to be enough to face old age.
以前呢，以为呢，啊，来日方长，应该是没有问题的，没有想到一下子面对这种中年的危机的时候呢，你发现呢，可能对于日后，以后的日子呢，你可能不够用了。
During this period, you're going to find out that there's going to beIllnesses and deaths in the family and in close friends that's going to shock you and make you feel very bad.
当我们面对这个时段的时候，我们也开始面对一些朋友的生病、死亡或自己的这种身体的病痛，让我们自己有很多让我们惊讶的地方。
And at this time, you begin to see that you have put your identity in the wrong places.
有时候你会发现你对自己的那种认识或自己的这种价值感的意识呢好像错了。
And you see that your identity is your job, and now it won't be long before you'll be leaving your job.
因为呢以前呢你一直把你的这种价值感呢自我的这种定位呢定在这个工作的成就上面。那现在面对这个阶段你发现你要退休了，那你价值感就会被动摇了。
And during this middle lifetime, you're going to have children that are maybe at a very difficult age and give you lots of trouble, or those that have left home and that has hurt you a lot.
这段时间你也会面对一些很难处理的这种孩子们的青春期的问题，或者是呢，有些孩子呢，已经远远的离开你了。
And you're coming face to face also with the fact that it's not as easy to get a job now at your age.
你会自己面对到一个问题，就是呢，这个年纪根本不能再找到新的工作。
And you become aware that the social emphasis is really on the youth.
你体识到整个的社会的架构呢，事实上已经是属于年轻人的了。
So what can I do when I face this time?
当我有这一些情况的时候，我该怎么办？
Well, I believe one of the things that would be very helpful is if you would regard this middle life as not inferior, not worse, but just different.
好不好？你把这个中年的转型期呢，当作是一个不同的阶段，不要把它当作是一个萎缩或者是失败的阶段。
And you can learn to face the differences.
这样的话，你就开始学习怎么样面对不同的一个阶段。
It's the wise person that recognizes the advantage of aging.
一个聪明的人应该知道人生有几个不同的阶段的。
You not only have wisdom and knowledge, but you've also gained experience.
在这个时候，你不是只有智慧知识，而且呢，你加上了很多过去的经验。
Through the years, your endurance has been strengthened, and from the changes and the hardships.
过去的经验呢，历练呢，让你增加了很多耐力，你的里面呢，已经比较刚强。
Now you're not having the problem of making relationships, but your relationships are very dear to you, and they've been confirmed by tests. They stood the test through the years.
现在你跟人的关系，友谊的关系呢，也已经很老练，而且呢，这些关系都是经过过去的考验而奠基下来的。
You must come to peace with yourself about the fact that you are physically changing.
你需要面对现实，我们的生理是要改变的。
And instead of allowing that to be a burden to you, use what you have and make the inside come out as something beautiful And the outside, as it decreases in beauty, will not be noticed when you are a beautiful person on the inside.
即使你的外面在萎缩，你觉得好像不再那么漂亮了，可是呢，你可以把你里面所增加，从过去增加的那些，把它更发挥，更表达出来。
Actually, there's something about being able to evaluate now, your life's purpose.
你可以开始评估到底你的生命的目标在哪里。
Now you know what brings you joy.
你知道什么会带给你喜乐。
You have determined what is your real responsibilities.
而且你要决定到底什么才是你真正的责任。
And then we go on to see that we can set goals for new challenges now.
你可以好好的在设立这种新的目标来面对前面新的挑战。
You can begin to plan for those things that you wished you had done before.
那以前你设立一些目标理想你没有达到的，现在可以开始有一些计划。
Things you always wanted to do, places that you always wanted to go.
比如说呢，有些地方你想去，然后你没有去，或者是有些事情你想做，没有做到的，都可以再开始计划了。
And then you can develop a plan to accomplish these.
你可以好好的计划它，然后呢，试着呢去完成它。
Instead of looking back and be regretful about the fact you're getting older, plan so that it can be another time to be a beautiful time in your life.
不要只是回顾而且后悔，好好的来前瞻你前面的这种改变，然后好好的计划你的未来。
Now you say, I know that relationships are very important.
这个时候你会发现人跟人的关系是很重要的。
Maybe before you thought it was a job.
以前你以为呢，这只是一个很平常的一种工作。
But it's very good when in this middle life you can sense the fact that relationships is lasting and means a great deal to you.
以前你以为工作才重要，现在呢，你看到说人跟人的关系呢，其实是很亲近。很亲爱而且很重要的。
And so you want to develop a greater love for people.
所以这个时候你就特别的可以去对人表达爱。
A love that shows forth in more patience.
你的爱的话你就要表示出你的耐性忍耐。
A love that makes you a kinder person.
爱可以让你更恩慈更仁慈。
That no longer you envy. You don't have to boast about who you are. You're not really proud.You love people now.
你不再需要去羡慕别人有的，你就是去爱，你不用去夸你自己，不用太以你自己为中心来骄傲。
Now you want to protect those that you love.
你也希望能够保护那些你所爱的人。
You want to build a greater trust between each other.
你跟人的之间呢，要有很大的信任感。
So we can develop in our lives a deeper love.And a deeper relationships.
你可以在你的这种跟人跟人的关系呢，建立更深、更有爱的这种关系。
I'm going to learn how, you might say, to tell people that I do love them or show them I do love them.
你应该要学习向人真的去表达你爱他们，而且知道怎么去爱他们。
Now, we may not know how much of life is left to us.
或许你不知道到底以后还有多少日子。
But make the most of the time that God has given you.
但是神给你的，你所剩的不管多少，好好的把握。
Find out what your priorities in life really are.
把自己的这种优先的次序、主要的事情先摆出来。
And live one day at a time.
每一天就这样很单纯的为你的目标而活。
Making that day special to your life.
把每一天过得很特别。
You might say, well, that's very hard, but not really.
或许你说这样子一天一天过很难呢。
You'll find out when you begin to reach out to others, when you begin to show the spirit of love and kindness in your life, there will be an enjoyment that maybe you never recognized before.
事实上不难的，如果你开始好好的去关心别人，去爱别人，去付出的话，你会发现你得到以前没有得到的那种快乐。
This is a period of time when husbands and wives can really help each other.
在这段时间，夫妻两个人要彼此扶持。
Now, maybe the wife is going through a particularly difficult period over something, and how can the husband really help her through this?
特别是在妻子妇女方面，在这段时间心里面很难挨的时候呢，先生怎么帮助她呢？
At this time, a man needs to be a strong leader, and yet he needs to be a gentle leader.
这个做先生的人呢，他要是一个很温和，要更温和的，而且更有主见的来引导带领他的妻子。
Someone she can really lean on.
那这样的话，他妻子觉得是可以依靠先生的。
And we need the Lord's help in this area.
我们也需要主耶稣来帮助我们。
Then the next thing is, you need to try to understand what she is feeling.
然后先生呢要去真的体验去了解到你的太太的感受是什么。
This is really not easy.
这个不容易的。
Because men and women are very different.
因为男女实在是太不同了。
But if you can have a compassionate heart and try to know how she's feeling, don't make her feel that she's foolish or that something's wrong with her. Try to help her see and feel like she.
在这个阶段里面先生呢你要特别的去同情跟同理来用他的感受来感受事情不要老是跟他说呢、哎、你这个莫名其妙根本没有这一回事。
Maybe your wife is now being very angry at times.
或许现在的妻子变得很易怒，很容易生气。
She really wasn't like that before.
以前不是这样子的。
Give her an opportunity to communicate to you what the anger is about.
给她机会，让跟你解释为什么她在生气。
She may be able to say to you, I don't know what it's about. It just seems to be something deep inside of me and I can't control myself anymore.
有时候他跟你说的我也不晓得为什么生气就好像我自己失控不能控制自己了。
It's so good when you're able to communicate to each other to help one another.
所以如果能够这样子彼此沟通的话那彼此扶持是很好的。
Maybe what she needs is to get out and sort of help herself to grow in something a little bit. Give her space and freedom that she needs.
有时候她需要的是到外面去给自己多一点空间去学习一些东西。
There is nothing that can help more than building your wife's self-image by telling her how much that you care about her and what that she does as well. This does something for the wife.
没有什么比去鼓励、赞美去说他做的或者是他什么很好这样更能够建立你的妻子的这种自我价值感。
She's going to need your security. Help her to feel secure.
她需要你给她的安全感帮助她建立更多的安全感。
And this is a good time to put a little more romance in your life.
在这段时间也要多加一点这种罗曼蒂克的气氛。
How can women help their husbands?
那妻子怎么帮助先生呢?
Try to understand what he is battling emotionally.
去体试了解他的那种情绪的挣扎。
And be prepared that his anger may be directed towards you.
那你也要预备心或许他的那个气呢会发在你身上。
For he doesn't know any other way to let it out.
因为他不晓得有其他的方法可以发泄出去。
Accept what he gives you.Accept the appreciation, accept the regards that he has for you.
不管他对你怎么样的表达，你都要接受。
Gently encourage him to discuss his feelings.
鼓励对方，而且呢，跟他一起讨论他的感受。
Be as attractive as you can physically with a physical attraction, with verbally be as pleasant as you can, and morally be as true as you can.
在你的这种身体上、外表上，或者是你的讲话上面，尽量的来吸引你的先生，来扶持你的先生，而且对你的先生绝对的忠诚。
And be focused on trying to build his self-image, not to tear it down.
特别的专心的来建立他的自尊，不要把他拆毁。
For both of you, a little more consideration, a little more of expression of love.A little more of trust will go a long way.
彼此如果多一点加一点彼此的这种关心了解还有信任的话那会走得更好。
And there is one there named Jesus that would love to help you through this season of your life.
主耶稣随时在你的身旁在这一段危机里面要来陪着你要来帮助你。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄
13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。